Chapter 4 Black Box. Elsie would borrow her father's camera, she said. She'd never taken a photograph in her life, but that didn't seem to stop her. It was summer now, and Elsie's father had just gotten his first camera, second-hand from Uncle Percy. It was a wooden box about 9 inches tall, covered with pebble-textured black paper. It had a leather strap on top. It weighed about 2.5 pounds. It didn't use the kind of film that came in rolls, which was a rather recent American invention. Instead, Elsie's father's London-made camera used an old-fashioned kind of film that came mounted on glass plates.
Perhaps the advent of the luxurious roll film has, to a certain extent, displaced the box plate camera from its proud position of constant companion, the camera's instruction manual admitted. But, it added, there is no gainsaying the fact that the best pictures have always been, and will always be, produced from plates.
Each photograph taken with Elsie's father's camera required its own glass plate. To load the plates into the camera, you had to take it into a dark room,
i.e. a room from which all light, except that given by a ruby lamp, has been excluded, according to the manual.
Elsie's father had built his own dark room in a tiny space in the cellar, tucked under the stairs that came down from the kitchen. He didn't have a ruby lamp. Instead, he had blocked off the dark room's one window except for a small pane of red glass. In the dim red light of the dark room, you had to insert the plates, one by one, into metal holders known as sheaths, taking care to make sure the film side of the glass plates was facing up. You had to load each sheath into the camera, then close the camera's hinged door, which had a large spring that held the sheaths in place. Just recently, Elsie's father had begun taking his first photos. Anyone could see by watching him that it wasn't easy. First, by working a lever on the front of the camera, he had to adjust the amount of light that went into the lens. Too much light, and the picture would be washed out. Too little, and it would be too dark.